I'm Colleen. Colleen Cleary with a capital C. And this piece is untitled, unentitled, but I'll think of something later. Okay. The birth of a baby, a blessed event, a cause for celebration. Even this dreary, dark, cold day in March brightened up when the phone rang to tell us the news that Olivia arrived safe and sound, healthy and happy. The call came in just as I was leaving my office and tying up loose ends before heading over for a massage. I could swing by the Boston store, pick up some pinks, perhaps a dress or a jacket or shoes. What cute item would I find? It didn't matter. Pick out something pretty pink, drive to my massage, and finish up my day with a visit to Meritor's Birthing Center. I had a plan. The Boston store at Easttown was always busy back in the 90s. Parking in the back of the mall, I meandered my way to the escalators and up to the second floor where the infants and toddlers department was located. I was sucked in by cute baby clothes, engrossed by cuddle duds and giving me ideas to think about and choices to make. I became lost in the prints, the cottons, the styles, the flannels. Then there was the cleanability, the flame retardancy, and other issues I had to consider. I lost track of time until I looked at my watch. Yikes! I had 20 minutes to get from Easttown Mall to Massage East on Sherman Avenue. Martha Vincent would be waiting with firm fingers to give me a deep tissue massage I treasure. I plucked two frilly little dresses off the rack, rushed to the sales counter, pulled out my MasterCard, and was ready to make a purchase. The gum-chewing sales clerk told me that it was her first day on the job. She had just moved to Madison from Fenimore, and she was so pleased that I found just what I wanted. Yeah, honey, let's move along. No time to dilly-dally, no time to gift wrap. I pulled out my readers, signed the transaction, set my glasses atop my head, thanked her, and rushed out of the store to get into my car. But just as I went to unlock my door, I noticed I had only one glove. One beautiful brown leather glove. There should be two. I had purchased them in Florence the fall before. It was right across the street from the Academia. Michelangelo's David was watching me when I bought them. I had to get the glove back, even if it meant being late for my massage. My pressure points were forgotten about, and I'm not going to go into detail about my now neglected psoas muscle. And my cranial sacral areas were flaring up. I so wanted to be on Martha's massage table with Carlos Nakai softly strumming in my ears. But retracing my steps, I ran through the slushy Easttown parking lot, going down the same first floor aisles and up the escalator. Little Miss Gumchewer was still at the cash register, checking out another customer as she told her same story. Rudely, I butt in. Excuse me, I'm in an awful hurry. I was just up here buying baby clothes, and when I got to my car, I noticed that I had only one glove. By any chance, did I leave the match to the glove up here? The young clerk was looking down. Her current customer was staring, perhaps glaring at me. There was a pause. I felt myself becoming impatient, but I stayed silent. And then the young clerk said, I don't see any glove left on the counter here, but could it be the glove sitting on top of your head underneath your eyeglass?
Surprise me with that one.